This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado Republican Ken Buck joined seven other Republicans to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his leadership role. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Buck wasn't surprised by the outcome. He said McCarthy had broken too many promises. Buck had hinted that he might vote this way, breaking from Colorado's other two Republican Congress members. He defended his decision, saying the House had been dysfunctional for months.
I think that we need to operate in a bipartisan fashion if we're going to get anything done around here. And so I don't think this is about only border security. It's about a lot of issues that we need to come together on.
Republican Doug Lamborn said the removal of McCarthy as Speaker will be seen as an unfortunate episode. He added, personal politics on the part of a few have interrupted important legislative work. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has released an in-depth investigation into institutions that attempted to assimilate indigenous students and strip them of their cultures. Many of the children were Navajo. The nation's president, Boo Nigrin, says it's history that needs to be told.
Because there's times when we fight and advocate for our communities and our nations, that all we want is to be a part of a society that be able to take care of themselves. But in order to do that, we got to acknowledge the past. Native people, Ute people, Navajo people have sacrificed so much.
Officials from the state and tribal governments plan to work together to start a process of healing and reconciliation. Federal officials are conducting a test of the nationwide emergency alert system today. It means your phone will sound and vibrate with an alert around 12:20. It's only a test, and you should only receive it once. Televisions and radios will also air the messages. FEMA is required to conduct the tests. This is CPR News and KRCC.